As we've been hearing, the death toll in Gaza has passed 60,000, according to figures from the territory's health ministry. This follows at least 113 deaths from Israeli attacks over the past 24 hours. At the same time, the UN-backed committee which identifies famine conditions has issued an alert saying that the worst-case scenario is playing out in Gaza. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has insisted there is no policy to starve people there. For the third day, the country's military has been observing a temporary pause in three areas to allow supplies in. Ahmed Bayram is the Middle East spokesperson for the Norwegian Refugee Council, which works in Gaza. I asked him how much aid was now getting in.
The last 3 days certainly have seen improvement compared to the 4 or 5 months before that. We've had over 100 trucks cross all over yesterday, bringing food, medication, nutrition for babies. Of course, with looting incidents and with despair reaching a very high point in Gaza, it meant that lots of these trucks were either looted or obviously seized by criminal groups or simply, you know, approached by people despair for any kind of support. I think the volume of what we are seeing is remains way beyond, I would say, below our ambition. We need hundreds of trucks every day, not just 100. And we need to make sure that Israel keeps the gates open. That's the most important things. I have to say here that some very essential items, like tents where people can stay instead of sleeping on the street, still haven't made it through the approvals, and we are still waiting. So while we have welcomed that step, we want more. We want much, much more.
What are people saying to you about conditions on the ground now?
I was speaking to my colleague just this morning, and she was talking about some items being available again on the market, but the prices are very high. So you can find some flour on the market, but it's going to be a very expensive, probably 50 euros a bag. The same for other items. You know, people are scrambling to get hold of anything they can. You know, with the shortage of liquidity, with no cash in people's hands, it means that so many people will miss out. There are some items making it to the north of Gaza, which has been under suffocating siege all this time. But again, the level of desperation which we see reported on world news means that there's so much needed at the moment. And, you know, Israel has to continue to commit to aid flowing in.
Israel remains adamant that it hasn't been withholding aid. How do you respond?
I mean, the answer is in the pictures we see in the skeletal babies and children not even able to cry anymore because they don't have the energy for that. Israel has closed the gates for months. It has introduced what is perhaps the most chaotic aid provision idea we have seen in modern history, with this GHF scheme, which has proved deadly and insufficient. And yes, the answer is also in the number of trucks, lorries waiting across the border from the Gaza Strip, hundreds of tons of food, probably thousands of tons, waiting to cross, while Israel denies that it has responsibility and it denies that it's deliberate. Everything on the ground, from what we see, from my colleagues see, speak of a deliberate policy to starve people.
There has been greater international focus on the plight of Gaza's people, but what would you like to hear or see from political leaders?
Some action, really, beyond the angry tweets and the angry statements and the angry rhetoric. We don't want just condemnation or scolding of what's happening. We need real action, and real action happens through diplomacy, which we have seen actually during the ceasefire. During the ceasefire, we have seen the likes of the United States pressure Israel to bring in hundreds of trucks every day. We were able to push people or pull people from the brink and provide some aid to some extent was helping. Now we're seeing Israel moving in the exactly opposite direction, not just in words, but, you know, in actions on the ground, starving people to their very death. So we want action from diplomats. We want action from the world. You know, any parents hearing about famine in Gaza unfolding, we will feel that the world has become much more cruel for their children. And I'm sure I have seen, you know, people offer these words of sympathy from around the world. We want that to continue, but we want leaders with the key to action to push Israel to do something about it.
Ahmed Bayram of the Norwegian Refugee Council.